Curriculum Extra 7. Exercise 2.
Imagine you're going to listen to a piece of music. What sounds will you hear? When we play musical instruments, they make sounds by vibrating the air. We can easily recognize the different groups of instruments: strings, percussion, wind, and brass. When a composer is going to write a piece of music, he or she must organize the sounds using pitch and rhythm. Pitch and rhythm. Pitch is the level of the note, and it can be high or low. Most pieces of music have groups of repeated sounds with a regular time interval between them. These are called the rhythm. And when we dance, we move to the rhythm of the song. As an orchestra plays, we hear many instruments together. String instruments. In an orchestra, these include the violin, cello, and double bass. Musicians produce sounds by making the strings vibrate. Short, tight strings make the pitch higher in the violin, and long, loose strings make it lower in the double bass. The piano also has strings which vibrate, but we press keys to make the pitch higher or lower. Percussion instruments. Percussion players hit instruments like the drums and cymbals, and this often marks the rhythm of a piece of music. A xylophone is also a percussion instrument. Brass and woodwind instruments. Musicians blow into brass instruments like the trumpet or trombone, or woodwind instruments like the flute or clarinet. They play them by putting their fingers on holes or keys, which makes the pitch higher or lower. This changes how much vibrating air is inside the instrument.